USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is issuing a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday that it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder that occurred after patients received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among the more than 12.5 million doses administered. And President Biden met with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday as a group of Democratic senators work on a massive infrastructure spending package. Sanders told reporters after the meeting that the package would be larger than $3.5 trillion and could be pushed through Congress with a special budget reconciliation process that could approve the bill without receiving any Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden said Monday that the U.S. supports the people of Cuba who took to the streets on Sunday to protest the island nation's economic crisis. But some members of Congress say that Sunday's protests were about so much more. New York Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis tells Newsmax TV that she wants to make sure that the administration understands that the Cuban people were calling for freedom from an oppressive communist regime.
They have been living under oppression for 6 decades. The people there want freedom. They want democracy. They want free and fair elections. They want human rights. They want to be able to determine their futures. And we stand with them. We want to make sure that the Biden administration understands what this is truly about. They are rejecting communism. They want freedom. They are walking in the streets with the American flag because they respect our country. They love this country. They want to be like the United States of America. They want to have those liberties and freedoms that many within this country take for granted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania became the latest state to allow college athletes to earn while they learn and play. Tim Berg reports.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than 1 in 5 Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their households. Nearly half of respondents have said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying that their personal financial situation has also returned to normal. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.